from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Now there's a tune you might recognize, one of Mozart's Rondo alla Turca, or the Turkish Rondo, from his A Major Sonata. Today we heard an unusual arrangement of that piece for cellist Julian Lloyd Webber, playing alongside the Royal Philharmonic and conductor Nicholas Cleobury. I'm Jeb Watson. This is KPR, and classical music continues on as we enter the afternoon time. We've got a famous fantasy written by Camille Saint-Saëns, one for violin and harp in just a little while, as well as Alexander Glazunov's Finnish Fantasy. The Moscow Symphony Orchestra with arrangement of Finnish folk tunes in just a little while, here on a Monday afternoon. Right now, the Budapest Symphony Orchestra. They've got a few folk dance variations of our own, some famous ones by the Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, that were written in 1933 as a piano suite and later orchestrated. This is music based on the folk music of what is now a region that's part of Slovakia, where Kodály lived for several years. We'll hear Dances of Galanta with the Budapest Symphony next on KPR. Folk Dances of the Slovakian Region in an arrangement for orchestral suite from 1933 by composer Zoltán Kodály, Dances of Galanta with the Budapest Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:27, and still to come, we'll hear another orchestral suite based on folk dances from a different region, the Finnish Fantasy by Alexander Glazunov. That's a bit later with the Moscow Symphony right here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists with works by Bach, Britten, and more on Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloist.com. And KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Fall Dance Concert featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Shedden, November 14th through 16th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. Some chilly temperatures out there at the moment. It's 33 here on the KU campus. And today we'll have a high of about 40 with sunny skies. And tonight, clear, a low of 28. It's going to warm up a bit, though, as the week goes on. Tomorrow's high around 62, and we should be in the mid-60s by Wednesday. We have some chamber music next, written by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns in the later stage of his life, something he wrote at age 72, while spending a little bit of vacation time on the Italian Riviera. It was there that he came across a pair of sisters, Clara and Marianne Eisler, who played harp and violin, respectively. He'd end up writing a few pieces of music for this duo, including the following Fantasy for Violin and Harp, played today for us by Josef Suk, our violinist, and Katerina Inglichkova, our harpist, on KPR. French composer Camille Saint-Saëns wrote that one when he was 72 years of age for a duo of sisters, a violin and harpist by the name of Claire and Marianne Eisler, a fantasy for violin and harp in A major performed today by violinist Josef Suk and harpist Katerina Inglichkova on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News with more classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. And later this week, once again, atomic radiation has spawned giant monsters, and they're on the loose on Friday night at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. Atachi 200-foot dinosaur attacks New York City in The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, along with It Came from Beneath the Sea. It's Friday night at 7. Tickets are at the door. All the details are there for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR, we have the Moscow Symphony and more orchestral music based on folk dances, Finnish folk dances in this case. Alexander Glazunov wrote this in Helsinki in 1909. They call it his Finnish Fantasy. Igor Golovshin conducting the Moscow Symphony next on KPR. Composed in 1909, the Finnish Fantasy of Alexander Glazunov, performed by the Moscow Symphony, led by Igor Golovshin, on KPR.
The Atomic Towers, KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. As well as online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music of Brahms, one of the Hungarian dances, dance number 12 in D minor, and conductor Antal Duradi and the London Symphony Orchestra, the performance on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on. I'm Jeff Watson, and for this 1 p.m. hour, a chance to hear a rare first piece, Opus 1, by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachmannyi. His Opus 1 is a chamber piece, a great piano quintet, and it's on the way in a few minutes. And a bit later on, Introduction and Allegro for Piano and Orchestra by French composer Benjamin Goddard, also on the way. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music, Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next, we have some fun music from composer Franz von Suppe, 19th century Austrian composer who knew how to put together a comedic operetta. The one that we'll listen to, from 1864, is the story of a pair of young lovers who thwart the designs of an evil suitor and secure their own marriage with the help of a gypsy fortune teller. We'll hear the overture to The Queen of Spades, next to the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, on KPR. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields there, led by Sir Neville Mariner, and the overture to an 1864 comedic operetta by the great Franz von Suppe called The Queen of Spades Overture. It's 1:16, and ahead in the second half of the hour, we'll hear for piano and orchestra Introduction and Allegro by French composer Benjamin Goddard. That and much more still to come in a journey through the classics here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com and Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom design and crafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Well, we begin the hour with music by Johannes Brahms. And here's something that Brahms said in the year 1895 when someone put into his hands a new work from a Hungarian composer entitled Opus 1. Brahms said, after reviewing the notes, that he could not have done better himself. He was referring to the work by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, and his Opus 1, which he composed at about age 18 or so, a piano quintet in C minor. We'll hear the work now with the Cleveland Quartet and pianist Barry Snyder on Kansas Public Radio. From Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, his Opus 1, composed in 1895 when Dohnányi was about 18 years of age, his piano quintet in C minor, Opus 1. We heard the Cleveland Quartet and pianist Barry Snyder on Kansas Public Radio. 1:46 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour, and we've got classical music until 3 p.m. Giant monsters are on the attack on Friday night at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. We have an enormous double feature that includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, plus It Came from Beneath the Sea, in which San Francisco is laid waste by a jumbo octopus. Join us for the show Friday at 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door, and you can find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting their 20th anniversary open house on Thursday, November 13th at the Hall Center for the Humanities, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu. We have one more performance for this hour. It's of the Royal Scottish National Orchestra and from French composer Benjamin Goddard, 19th century composer known primarily today for a few themes from one of his operas by the name of Jocelyn. Here's one of his creations, though, for piano and orchestra, Introduction and Allegro. Pianist Victor Sangiorgio and the Royal Scottish Orchestra, next on KPR. Introduction and Allegro for piano and orchestra by French composer Benjamin Goddard. We listen to pianist Victor Sangiorgio with the Royal Scottish Orchestra, led by Martin Yates, on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2 p.m. and just about ready for NPR News, followed by another hour of the classics, one that will bring us, among other things, a beautiful suite for viola and orchestra by Rayfon Williams, that and much more on the way. We're live, we're local, KPR. Is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org.
Live from NPR, this is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Just a few bars of music there from French composer Nest Chasson, a solemn interlude from his poem De l'amour et de la mer, poem of love and the sea. David Atherton and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales here on Kansas Public Radio, getting things started. In our final hour of classical music for Monday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. All things considered ahead of 3 p.m., but between now and then, time for pianist Barry Douglas with a bit more music by Brahms. And another visit from the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. We'll be back with them later for a suite for viola by Rayfon Williams. That's all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com. Next, we're joined by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and we've got some music by French composer Édouard Lalo, something that he completed in 1879 that was essentially a reinstrumentation of an earlier fantasy for violin and orchestra that he wrote using Norwegian folk melodies. We'll listen to the Norwegian Rhapsody next on KPR. From 1879, French composer Édouard Lalo's Norwegian Rhapsody, as played by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Pierre Cao on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes now into our 2 p.m. hour of classical music. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales joining us once more in just about 10 minutes' time with a suite by Ray Vaughan Williams, a beautiful suite for viola and orchestra. Still to come on a Monday afternoon. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. And the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Spend a little time enjoying the playing of pianist Barry Douglas next, with a bit more music by Brahms, a short scherzo in E-flat minor on KPR. Scherzo in E-flat minor, opus 4, by Johannes Brahms, played on piano by Barry Douglas, today on Kansas Public Radio. 2:31 now. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, of course, there's more classical music when Destiny takes over at 7 p.m. Tonight, with the great Fifth Symphony by Beethoven, the Destiny Symphony, Destiny with Destiny. That plus more music by Brahms, one of his piano sonatas. Classical music from 7 to 8 p.m. with Destiny, and from 8 to 9, Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio. Also, something to mention, coming up this Saturday, November 15th, at St. Paul Episcopal Church in KCMO, the Bach Aria soloists are teaming up with the Missouri choral artists for a wonderful evening of music that includes work by Bach, Benjamin Britten, James McMillan, and much more. Bach Aria soloists with the Missouri choral artists this Saturday for an evening performance at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in KCMO. Find all the details over at BachAriaSoloists.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at GoodShepherdHH.org. We have next the return of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, here with conductor Martin Brabins, and the music by English composer Ray Vaughan Williams, something that he put together back in 1933 for, at the time, a great viola virtuoso who went by the name of Lionel Tertis. Suite for viola and small orchestra, here with violist Lawrence Power on Kansas Public Radio. One more go around with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, in this instance with conductor Martin Brabins, and Lawrence Power, viola virtuoso, in the 1933 suite for viola and orchestra by Ralph Vaughan Williams, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 3 p.m. and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Followed, of course, by Classical Music with Destiny, tonight at 7 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me on a Monday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich, November 13th, 7 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org. It's 3 o'clock.